The legal battle over the UNC system's $2.5 million settlement with the Sons of Confederate Veterans heads back to court today. Reporter Liz Schlemmer introduces us to four of the UNC Chapel Hill alumni seeking to have the settlement thrown out.
At this point in the legal battle over the Silent Sam statute, Judge Alan Bedore has heard from attorneys for the UNC system, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, students, and faculty. But today, at a second hearing, another interested group will make its voice known.
My name is Otto White, Jr., and I was a freshman at Caroline in 1961, active in demonstrations, and was arrested on Franklin and Columbia Street.
I'm Joanne Wilson. I came to UNC in 1965. It's one of the first classes that entered women as freshmen. There were 300 women and 2,000 men in my freshman class.
Elgin Holloway. I came to UNC in 1964.
And I'm Congressman, former Congressman Mel Watt, 1967 graduate of UNC Chapel Hill.
These are members of the UNC Black Pioneers, a group of the earliest African American graduates of UNC Chapel Hill. And they feel the university is not living up to its promise.
When I heard about this settlement that had been reached, I was offended that the university would first even give the statute to a white supremacist organization, and second, that they would use well over $1 million to maintain the statute. Both of those things were very offensive to me.
I was so appalled. I felt that I'd been somewhat deceived because at one of the black reunion affairs, I saw a film that showed the progress that the university had made with diversity. It ended with, "We are trying to be the university of the people." And that agreement was not in concert with that idea.
I heard about it through the news around Thanksgiving when it was announced, just as all of the students were leaving the campus. And so that it was undertaken in a clandestine fashion was incredible. $2.5 million is a huge sum of money.
These are real people that were affected by this, and comes down to us. I was angry about it. And then to move from that to this was at the urging of my classmates and the pioneers who got the ball rolling.
The group organized a legal action. 14 black pioneers and 74 other alumni signed their names to a brief. It makes similar arguments to another submitted by students, primarily that the Sons of Confederate Veterans had no ownership to sue over the statue's future.
When you looked at the signatories on that brief, you will find people from all over the country. Then they're not just African-American alums. It's a broad group. And I think that if we had had a way of notifying even more people, we would have had hundreds of people, because I've had other people ask me, well, how did you get on there? And I didn't, because I have those same strong ties to the university and the same feeling that this should not be. Many of us are donors, members of the General Alumni Association, on boards at the university, all giving our time to support a university that we love and feel has given to us that we are willing to give back. And we as alumni and the people of North Carolina deserve better.
We as graduates of the University of North Carolina really have more standing to be aggressively pushing for fairness and justice and equality at the university than anybody does.
I think that every person of color who's going to the University of North Carolina owes it to himself and to the people who are coming after him to open up the way for those who come behind.
We have a responsibility as individuals, as African Americans, to make sure that the University of North Carolina become the university of the people. There's a lot of struggle still going on.
Otto White, Algin Holloway, Dr. Joanne Wilson, and former North Carolina Congressman Mel Watt are members of the UNC Black Pioneers. Some of them will be in the courtroom today as a judge decides the fate of the UNC system settlement with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.